I thought we came out outstanding. You know, that first quarter was some of the best basketball that we've played, well, this year without a question. And look, it set the tone for the rest of the game. And you know, they had a bit of a run there with Loughton shooting the threes, getting the hot hand, and then I think we pushed it out to 20 again. And it's pretty comfortable, but I was pleased with our energy levels come out. We were really intense. Our defense was first class. Damo were outstanding again. You know, it caused them some trouble.
How did you see that battle with the point guard
panel? What I seen was Damo, you know, really getting after him, and we kind of got him out of rhythm with that, and you know, set the tempo for the first quarter anyway.
How did you guys slice through the key way so easily in that first quarter? What do you think about the answer?
Well, it makes when you cut hard. You know, we were a step slow last week, and if we moved the ball and cut hard, good things happen, and our big guys dropped, you know, some great passes, and so I was telling the guys that. I can understand if we've got two big guys that are selfish, but you got Matt and Tommy, some of the best passers in the league. And if you're open, they'll give you the ball. And, you know, that puts some pressure on the defense.
Is that the best ball movement you've seen from your guys this year in that first quarter?
Yeah, look, we were playing Wildcats basketball, you know, swarming, hustling, high-pressure defense, and move the ball offensive. And that's, you know, it's been taking a while to get there, and now we've got to be consistent at it. Look, we got plenty of ball down there. I think we were doing some bad decisions on the fast break. We had, I think, four turnovers in the third quarter within about 3 minutes. I think there were some bad choices. You know, we've got to just tidy that up because we're playing so high defensively, and it's a hard one to get. You're so full of energy and defense. You're running, you're rebounding, you're boxing out, and then you get the ball on a steal, and you got to play under control. You know, and I think a couple of times there we played out of control.
The shooting options you weren't happy with after that Melbourne game, were you taking better shots tonight?
Yeah, well, when you get some layups, it's all right. Yeah. But, you know, I thought our application this week has been really good. Our guys responded well, played team basketball, and I think the guy next to me probably played his best game for the Wildcats, and, you know, it was contagious out there. He's having fun, smiling, and that's the how we want to play. We want to enjoy it.
What impressed you about DeAndre tonight?
Just being aggressive. He was, you know, he was a part of the team. He wasn't breaking off plays. He was getting his scores through our offense. He was picking his moments right, whereas before he might have tried to force it a little bit. And look, he's still, you know, the leading scorer and leading rebound. His rebound has been first class all year. And now it's up to him now to really take this step and move on for the, you know, keep improving.
Dre, how did you feel out there tonight?
Just felt comfortable out there. Throughout the whole week, our team just worked on just playing hard and playing with one another. And that's the thing we did tonight, just sharing the basketball, moving the basketball, and playing Wildcats basketball, and just moving the ball, cutting hard, and just doing that.
How have you seen the development of the offense and how it's coming together? I
mean, we're still improving every day, and once we just move the basketball and go from one side to another and just keep moving the defense, and I feel like that's just definitely when we're at our best.
Trevor's talking about smiling and stuff just then. Was it fun out there tonight?
I mean, yeah, when everybody's just touching the basketball, moving, and that's when everybody's just having fun. And once we're playing keep playing team defense like we did today, and helping one another and just rotating and just getting out in transition, that's when we're at our best. I just with the flow with the offense and just cutting hard, and then guys was finding me, and I was able to knock down a couple of shots.
Jay, do you feel like you have been forcing it at times, sort of leading up to tonight? Do you feel like you've been trying to find your place in the offense?
Yeah, just forcing it, taking bad shots, and not playing within the offense, and just try to definitely just need to take my time and just work in with the offense.
Your performance on Sunday, did that sort of leave a bad
taste
in your mouth this week?
I mean, definitely, yeah. I mean, it was a bad team effort, and we didn't have really high energy and play bad defense and then get back in transition. So, like I said, that was our main focus in practice, is just helping one another and rotating and just sharing the basketball most of all.
Your three-point shooting, from a personal point of view, is much better tonight. Has it been tough to sort of find that confidence when the misses sort of start to stack? confidence, or do you tend to shy away a little bit?
I mean, I feel like I always just have the confidence. It's just, I mean, I just got to just keep getting shots up and just keep shooting. And I feel like just trying to get it back just from having surgery on my elbow, just no matter what, just always stay aggressive and just keep shooting.
The elbow is still troubling you at all?
No, not really. Just trying to get used. Sometimes it just feels different, so just trying to get used to it.
Just like a little bit stiff or something like that?
Right? Yeah, sometimes, but I'm fine.
Little celebration after you hit the third,
Dre,
just a little flow of
the
fingers, tell us about.
Just saying thank God, about time I'm finally knocking down some shots.
He did hit the half court shot too at shooter man. I don't know about that.
Today was my day.
Injury wise in general, are you all good?
Yeah, no, Matty got a whack when he was on the ground, so I think his tooth went through his lip, but other than that, we're fine as far as I know. No, not that I know of.
So that's the worst
Matty
injury
you get. Yeah, quite happy. Quite happy. You know, it's been a tough schedule for us. Now we'll enjoy this weekend off and ready to go again next week.
What do you do? Give the players a couple of days off over the weekend?
Yeah, last thing I want to do is see them. It's good. It's double weekends and single weekend now. We need to take our time and recharge our batteries and ready again for next Friday, and they'll have some downtime.
As a coach, like the players probably want to play all the time, but are you going to enjoy having a full sort of 5-6 days to prepare them for the next game?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, you can just take a breath and spend some time one-on-one catching up, and when the schedule allows you to do that, so look forward to doing that this week.
Just one last one from me, sorry. Yep.
Yeah, look, I think it was fantastic. One thing that Dollar was really good at was being aggressive off the dribble and getting to the rim. I think he created a few, and look, his shot wasn't great tonight from the perimeter, but you've got to have that ability to put pressure on the defense, and, you know, a couple of assists and got to the foul line, which was real good.
Did you have any sort of one-on-one chats with Dre or Dollar after Sunday, or was it just sort of business as usual?
Yeah, more so business as usual. I know... you know, Dollar's been with us for a year and a half. I know, you know, what he's capable of doing. It wasn't pushing buttons or, you know, sit down and let's discuss this. It was a one-off game, and, you know, it's through his 40-odd games he's played, it's you're going to have one bad one, and that was it. Make sure it stays at one.